The Indian summer has arrived, celebrating Indian life across the globe. We lift the lid on the Asian beauty industry, reveal the world's most powerful Indians, and examine the passion and tension within the subcontinent. Plus exclusive live coverage of the four England cricket tests against India. Celebrate the unique bond between Britain and India.
Channel 4 ka Indian Summer.
The Indian Summer on Channel 4.
With extensive coverage of the Alpine World Cup, Channel 4 brings you all the excitement of the very best in skiing. The greatest skiers competing throughout the season in breathtaking sporting action. The new home of skiing. Skiing on 4, Saturday mornings.
Champaner, a village in colonial India. The British have imposed lagan, a crippling tax on the farmers. The villagers complain, but the British captain issues a challenge.
What is this we hear? That you have agreed to cancel the tax of the farmers in Champaner if they beat you in a game of cricket. Is this true?
It is.
If the villagers win, they pay no tax. But if they lose, it will destroy their lives. Aamir Khan stars in the network premiere of Lagan, the Oscar-nominated Bollywood film. Starts Saturday at 12:30 and concludes Sunday at 12:40.
मैं लंदन से पिंकी बोल रही हूँ. इमिग्रेशन वाले मेरे पीछे पड़े हुए हैं.
सुनिए सुनिए. You can savor the flavor and enjoy the taste of Puri Basmati rice. Available once again in UK. Hurry, hurry, hurry and get your Puri. It's long grain, bright and white, and will make your biryani taste just right.
Bombay is the Los Angeles of India and home to the biggest and most prolific film industry in the world. India does not have a tradition of popular theatre, and the stage musical is unknown. But Indian films are built almost entirely around the music. The Bollywood film score is the soundtrack to a billion dreams. This means Bollywood's biggest earners are often not the actors and actresses, but the musical directors and playback singers who voice over the songs for the film stars, just as Marley Nixon once did for Natalie Wood. As part of the Christian communion, believers regularly drink the blood of Christ. Of course, his 12 pints wouldn't go very far. So the faithful make do with a sip of symbolic red wine. The Old Testament is very specific about how blood should be treated,